let's see. If you hear the cow mooing and the horse neighing, you'd say, my goodness, I didn't realize it was so late. It must be getting almost...
eating time.
Okay. How would you call a cow to get it to come in from the pasture?
Shook cow, shook cow, shook cow.
I love it. What would you say to him to make him stand still while you're milking him?
That's going to be hard to recall. Just say, saw, cow.
Okay, okay. How about calling a calf?
It's okay, it's okay.
Okay. What do you say to mules to get them to turn right or left when you're plowing?
Gee and haw.
Which one's which?
Gee is left and haw is right.
Okay, okay. Did you have a particular call to get horses to come in from the pasture?
No.
Okay. What would you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay. Is that when you're already moving or when you're standing still or both?
When you start off.
Okay. Okay. What would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
You know, I saw the funniest thing the other day. I saw a big sign. It was about this size. It was exactly the size and shape of a stop sign. It was out in somebody's front yard. Looked just like a stop sign, and it said on it, whoa.
Oh.
What would you say to a horse if you were backing him into something?
Back.
Okay.
Back.
How would you call hogs to feed them?
What?
How would you call hogs to feed them?
Pig, pig, pig.
How about chickens?
It's called chicken, chicken, chicken.
Sheep?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ever. I just call them sheep, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. Before you can hitch a horse up to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do?
Harness him.
Okay. When you're plowing, those leather things that you guide the mules with, what do you...
Lines.
Okay. And if you're riding a horse, what do you call those?
Reins.
Okay. And what do you call those things that you put your feet into when you're riding?
Stirrups.
Okay. Do you ever ride an English saddle?
No.
I rode one once, and the horse didn't neck rein. You had to, you had to use both hands and do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never ridden a horse like that before. I always neck reined, you know. And this was a friend's, Tennessee Walker. And the horse hadn't been ridden in a while anyway. So every once in a while, you know, she'd shy or something. And my reactions would be all wrong. I'd try to do this with her, you know.
Yeah.
And then she'd get confused and I'd get confused. It's a big mess. If you plow, when you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
On the off side? I just don't know.
Which one's the off side?
One on the right, I believe.
Okay. if something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
distance.
Okay.